This podcast is where comfort killers like myself explain useful, practical, and conscious strategies to help individuals all over the globe get up, get out, and get it done. Comfort is our number one enemy. Being comfortable is for average, ordinary, status quo folks who live their lives through social filters and under normal circumstances. Comfort killers walk a different path. We set big goals and accomplish them, achieve greatness through purposeful action, and share our experience to help save many. Get the heck off the hamster wheel and get uncomfortable already.
It's time to get up. It's time to get out. Up. It's time get to get it out. Done. Get it done.
It's time to get on.
Let you get uncomfortable with it. You know what I mean? It's time to get
uncomfortable. Hello, good morning to my comfort killers, my animals, my hunters, my beasts out there. Are you guys ready to get uncomfortable? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Stacey Cross here, bringing you another awesome episode today for you to hold close and get uncomfortable with. I am Stacey Cross. You can reach me on all sorts of socials, which I'm a part of right now. I'm happy to be a part of Twitter, Stacey A. Cross, Instagram, Stacey A. Cross, Snappy Chatty, Stacey A. Cross. There's no E in my name. You can add the Comfort Killers on Facebook, which I'm heavily a part of right now, at The Comfort Killer. You can search just The Comfort Killers on Facebook. I'm sure you could pull us up. We're happy to have you like that and join in on the conversation there. I decided to bring the intro back in today. I just decided, you know what, you guys need the intro. I'm having more people connect with me, so I know more and more people are actually listening to this podcast show. I know who's out there. I know who's listening. So I brought the intro back. It'll be here this week. It may be there next week. And it doesn't mean that it's going to be there the following week. Why? Because I have freedom. Okay. And I'm going to exercise that freedom. I have to do everything in boop, boop, boop order. I could just not do it because I have freedom. That's what we're all about today, baby. As you know, every Thursday I drop a new, clean, mean, pristine show, which lands right at your doorstep, in your email, on your socials, in your ear, and on your mobile. For those that don't know me, the best way to get to know me is through my website, thecomfortkillers.com. Articles, courses, just a lot of content on there. Of course, it's all about me, right? I am the one walking around with a big-ass goal on my shoulders. The pressure is on, baby. The type of goal that'll make babies cry, grown-ups cry, and your friends hate. I got a goal straight from God, man. I do. Straight from the Almighty, straight from above, straight from within. As you could hear, I'm beating my chest right now. You know, you want to know what this goal is. I'm going to let you know. My mission, my goal, my reason for being, my purpose in life is to teach millions how to get uncomfortable in order to think better, act better, and live better. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I said millions, not hundreds, not people. Not thousands, not hundreds of thousands. I want to teach millions. That means everyone that enters through my website, I'm there for you. That means every person I come in contact with, you are getting written down. One person. Check, check, check. Anybody that I come across in my life from the time I started the goal to the time I'm doing my goal, to the living it, being it, you are being counted in my hand calculator. Because I want to reach a million, okay? I want millions. I want more than a million. I want multi-millions, okay? I want I want people to care about something, okay? I want something. I want that something to be themselves. I want people to care about themselves. I want people to care about their growth, their mindset, their money, their health, their family, their activities, their earth, their universe, big, big shit. Their self and their self-development, self-improvement, their mastery. I want people to care about self-mastery. I teach them what I learned along the way because I am still learning, still growing, mastering myself while y'all out there mastering someone else. Shut the fucking shut the TV off. Shut the radio off. Turn it down. Stop listening. Pull your pants up. Okay? And I'm not saying, listen, I'm just being real. Okay? There's more to life. Stop watching TV. So I'm here to ask a couple questions. First question, did you write your goals down today? I'm sorry, I got allergies. It's going to be sniffly. I'm going to be hoarse the entire time. Did you write your goals down today? Did you thank the universe for waking up? Did you even wake up? Are you dead right now? How are you listening? How are you listening? How are you even listening? So it's the little things that matter. Listen, I wrote a book already. Now I'm ready to write two more. Two books in 1 month. I'll release them in June. Are you ready? One of them is How to Stay Motivated. I know I need it. So I said, you know what? If I need this, if I need lessons, if I need to teach myself how to stay motivated, it's good that I teach others. Right now, I'm not going to lie. I listen to 100... Excuse me. I'm telling you, it's going to be like that the entire show. I listened to 100 Ways to Stay Motivated by my mentor. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to drop my own. I need my own, my own, my own. Because there's some things that I do that I think will help millions. Again, I'm here to teach millions how to get uncomfortable. So this is my goal. The other one is a secret. The other book that I'm going to write is a secret. So do me a favor. Share the stream. Don't be a jerk. Okay, subscribe to the mailing list. Don't be a creep. Add me everywhere and let's start talking for crying out loud. Let's just start talking. Let's open up a conversation here. Let's open up communication. Today's topic, by the way, if you guys are still stuck on the word pristine from earlier, the definition is perfect, in perfect condition, completely clean, fresh, and neat. So it did go along with the lines. You have got to get into the habit of looking words up. Do not be stuck in communication. I used to not understand things and just left it as such. Now I'm trying to be a word wizard, the Merlin of this shit. Okay, today's topic is about mindset. Mindset. This will be a revolving topic forever, trust me, because so many millions, billions walking around lost, confused, torn as to why they keep getting the raw deal. They believe it's a black or white thing. You know what I mean? Do you know those people that's always like, oh, that person got more because that person is white or that person is entitled? That, you know, oh, they're only on that because they're black, or, you know, it's not a black or white thing, bro. I'm going to let you know that right now. Stop. Get that out of your head. It's not. That's labels. It doesn't even matter. It doesn't exist. It's an illusion. Stop it. Okay? What really matters is the person's mindset. How is this person walking through the universe right now? How does that person has filters. That person has lenses on. That lens, how is that lens? Is that lens squeaky clean? Is that lens positive? You know? People need to stop feeling like they're underserved by America. You're underserved by yourself. You are a victim of your own mindset, bro. You need to get out of the habit of saying it's because of this. No, it's because of you, okay? Things don't happen to you. They happen because of you, brother and sister and friend. The school systems, neighborhoods, believe the luck that they get. Change your mindset. Poverty mindset yields poverty reality. Healthy mindset yields a healthy reality. Negative mindset. Do you get it? You control it. Okay? And this is all spawning from an article yesterday I read that really set it off for me. I also wrote an article last night about the article I read. You can find the article I wrote. It's on the comfortkillers.com website right now. Press pause. Go catch up. Don't be out of communication because I'm not going to go through the whole article. But I just wanted to touch on the article, and it's really about mindset. The article I read was on Esquire. It was about four, well, it's titled Four Men with Four Incomes. Let me see if I could pull it up right here. Oh, man. I will pull it up because I don't want to. I want to say the wrong things around these parts. Oh, man. I'm all over the place right now. See if I could get it for you guys. And I'm being serious, guys. It really is about mindset. You shift your mindset. You remember, in the last episodes I did for the money mindset, focus on income, not spending. I changed my mindset quickly about money. Like, I decided to say, hey, listen, I'm going to change the way I view money. I'm going to change the way that I think about money. And guess what? Immediately after doing that, three income streams came out of nowhere for me. You see, just immediately after looking at things a different way and seeing it through a different lens, then immediately you're starting to see clearer and things for what it is, okay? Not for what you believe they are. Four men with four different incomes open up about the lives they could afford. That's the article. That's the article on Esquire. It's linked in the article on my website. Okay, four men with four different incomes open up about the lives they could afford. First of all, people must know, if a question is asked, what could you afford? You could afford so much. You could afford unlimited, limitless, priceless things. Don't ever say that you can't afford something, because it's moving you out of the level of being spiritual. It's moving you out of that mastery. It's moving you out of that whole, that perfect, that good, that awesome being. If you try to align yourself with some material thing that is an illusion, that doesn't exist and shouldn't exist on your same thinking levels of what you could afford, you've been on this earth for millions of years, and you're saying that you can't afford a $50 sweater. You don't tie yourself to this material. I just never understand. I'm so like passionate about this, because when I hear people saying, "Oh, I can't afford that," I just want to throw up in my mouth. Do you know who you are? Do you know who you are? You are perfect. You're made from the same stuff as the sun, the moon, the stars. You are damn near God. I don't want to take it there with you guys. I just really want to stay on the surface, but I really want you guys to stop aligning, stop comparing yourself to some material piece of shit that's worth a baby, okay? Worth a baby's wage made in fucking China for $2. The retail tag here is $25, $50. And you're saying that you can't afford it. What? You can afford anything that you want. It's because you don't need it. Do you understand? Change your mindset. Someone says you can't afford it. No, I can afford it. I just don't need it right now. And you don't need to have money in your pocket to say that. Do you understand? Stop trying to build a case around the shit that you see, because your lens isn't clear. Your lenses is foggy. Your shit's fucked. So here goes the article, man. Let me go back to here. I want to stay on topic here. I am Stacey Cross, by the way. Stacey A. Cross. Okay. Follow me, add me. I just want to say that. I just have to bring it back. All right. So the article I read was on Esquire. It was about four men with four different incomes. All I noticed when I read it was, man, this shit is all about mindset. Four men making different incomes based on their mindset. So you're going to say, hey, Stace, come on, Stace, you know, I understand it, it's going to come, Okay. I make shit for money, man. My salary sucks. My income sucks, and I am positive. That's what, you know, that's what's going to happen. If someone's going to say, hey, listen, Stace, I'm positive, but my income doesn't match it. My income, you're talking about switch your mindset. I've been positive. I've been positive since 1999. And look, my income doesn't say. You know what I got to say about that? When people ask that, they are unsure of their mindset. You see what I'm saying? Don't ask me that. You got to believe, baby. Whoop. Believe it. So let's define the word mindset. Remember, we can't talk about things that we don't understand, and we don't understand things because we don't know their meaning. Plain and simple, okay? Mindset, a particular way of thinking. Number one, a particular way of thinking, a person's attitude, a set of opinions about something. Like, that's some opinion. And you know what is crazier than ever is that someone else's opinions, no matter if it's school, when you were younger, your parents when you were younger, those are their opinions that you made facts for yourself. Now those are your facts. That's why I said check your lens, check your filters, because those things are off. You're not seeing clearly, baby. Definition number two, a mental attitude or inclination. Number three, a fixed state of mind. If someone tell me a fixed state of mind, that's a habit, baby. That's a habit. Fixed habit. How do you break that fixed state of mind? Fixed. Are you fixed in the prosperity mindset? The abundance? I'd rather be fixed in the positive mindset. Listen, I don't have to say, hey, listen, I'm positive, but I'm still getting this shit paid. No, I know what it's going to take. My cat is crazy right now. My cat, I know you're going to hear her. She's doing this on purpose. As soon as I press record, boom, she's on it. She's like, Stace, I don't care about your fixed prosperity mindset. Come feed me my fixed dish. So fixed. Are you fixed in the prosperity mindset, the abundance? Do you look around and all you see is abundance everywhere? I mean, down to the shit you won't even think of. I drive past Center City, Philadelphia, almost every day, at least 5 days a week, going to the resource center. First off, everyone has cars. There's a million, there's millions of cars, trucks, bicycles around me. Abundance. You see traffic. I see abundance. Buildings, skyscrapers, fancy, beautiful architecture. Again, I look at all those skyscrapers and I see abundance. You see fog. The trees, I pass at least 40,000 trees. And not say I'm counting, but goddamn, that's a lot of trees since the time I leave my house to the time I get to wherever I go. Do you even understand the abundance? You know what you see? Pollution. What do you see? Okay, what about water? You turn on your faucet. What do you see, man? I see abundance. I see wealth, prosperity, abundance, even in the shittiest of places. Okay? How about opportunity? I speak to people in Philly, right? Told me there are no jobs. I hate when people say, hey, listen. I'm like, hey, what are you doing now, man? I'm trying, but there's no jobs out there. What? No jobs? How does a person say there are no jobs out there? Like, I don't understand it. Then we all shouldn't be working. There's no one on planet Earth should be working. If you went that low to say there are no jobs out there. Next time someone asks, if you got a job, say, I am still waiting for the right opportunity, okay, for me. I'm still working on aligning my frequency to that perfect job. Opportunities everywhere, man. I open a paper, Craigslist. I see people going places constantly. They're working. What are they doing? What do you mean there's no jobs out here? I just can't fathom it. What are you doing? Watching Judge Judy? Okay. Then you're right. There are no jobs out here for you. How about health? Quick thing, I started shopping at Whole Foods because I'm like, listen, man, I got to watch what I'm putting in my body. I'm writing an ebook about fitness and health and doing these things. I stopped smoking. I need to change my health mindset. So, you know, organic is expensive. It's a mindset. It's just the mindset. It's expensive to eat healthy. I want to go to the gym, but it's too far away. Excuses and living an unhealthy mindset. That's all that is. Change your mindset. And then all of a sudden, the opportunities and availability, the resources, everything, the universe will plunge it your way. Here you are. Go enjoy it. Thank you for watching. How about money? That's a big one. Wealth. You know, how do you see money? Change your mindset. So you're asking me now, I want to change my mindset, Stace. Give me some practicals. Something I could do right now in 3 simple steps, some guide. Well, listen, I'm here to tell you, comfort killer. I am here to say that there are no steps, okay? It's going to take persistent, manual thought, action, determination, and awareness. You have to be aware and you have to be conscious of your thoughts at all times. Once you leave your thoughts on automatic, I'm telling you, I'm going to bring it back to the old school because I'm an old fool who's so cool. I'm going to bring it back. I heard from, I don't know where this quote is now. I didn't even know where that quote came from when I mentioned it in my earlier podcast. Thoughts have to pay rent to stay in my mind, okay? Thoughts don't just stay there, stick around my head rent free. If they don't belong there, kick them out. If I didn't put there, kick them out. You gotta pay rent to stay in my head. Do you treat your thoughts as such? Is this so manual? Is it so manual that right now you're like, boom, what am I thinking? Is it negative? Is it positive? Should it be here? Should I drop that thought? Let it get out of here. What are you thinking, bro? People don't even understand what they're thinking. They just walk through. Hold on. My allergy is crazy. Hold on one second. As I said before, you're going to get that all day. I apologize. I can't. Got some allergies, all right? So, at the end of the day, it's not going to be an automatic process. You can't just say it one day, I'm going to change my mindset. Okay. And then all of a sudden, boom, you start seeing things clearly. It took me a while, man. I've been at this for 2 years, probably way earlier, with just setting the seeds. You need to plant seeds, baby. Okay, once you leave your thoughts on automatic, then you will continue that habit. Come off automatic and recondition your preconditioned mind. But here, you know me. I have some tips for you. I'm not going to let you go empty-handed, okay? Some of which I used myself. It took me about, honestly, like 2 to 3 years to complete this. I'm still constantly working on mindset as a part of my self-improvement on my journey. The first thing I would say is to first examine what you believe right now. How do you see the world? What filters are you looking out? Examine your mindset by looking at your current belief system. You remember, self-limiting beliefs are very, very important to get rid of. And that's what I said. It's not a black or white thing. Listen, stop the bullshit. You're limiting yourself.
Oh, it's because, man, I don't have a dad.
What? You know how many people out there that didn't have a father that are freaking multimillionaires that are doing it, that are living their life to the fullest, to the extent of what they want and see? You know, stop it.
Oh, I'm disabled. I can't get a job. What?
What are you talking about? Forget getting a job. Why don't you do something that challenges you? Because if you focus on something bigger, you automatically get all those small things that you want. You see what I'm saying? That's why my goal is shifted right now. My goal is to teach millions. How the hell am I going to teach millions? Stace, if you asked me that when I wrote that goal down the first time I wrote it down, I wouldn't have a clue. If you said, hey, Stace, how are you going to teach millions how to get uncomfortable? You know when I wrote that goal? When I walked out of a seminar. I didn't know what the hell that... I just was like, you know what? I'm going to teach millions how to get uncomfortable. I believe that getting uncomfortable is an important part of personal development and reaching your success. And all of a sudden, boom, here comes a website. Boom, here comes a podcast. Boom, here's... You don't need to focus on the little things because once... What if I focused on, hey, I need to build a podcast? then guess what? All I do is build a podcast. You know, if you focus on let me get a job, then all you do is get a job. Why don't you say, I am going to create a life for myself that enables freedom. I want to travel. I want to eat the best foods. I want to, it's broader. It covers the basis of a 360 life. You understand? I hope you understand, ladies and gentlemen. Limiting beliefs will fuck you. Your subconscious mind only focuses on automatica. You know, when you're sleeping, there's a piece, there's a mind that's always awake. Don't think it's the mind that you're actively hearing and watching right now and saying, oh, what am I thinking of? No, there's a subconscious part to that mind, okay? That's always awake, no matter what. And that subconscious mind goes off of what? Goes off of habit, goes off of automatica. You have got to stop it. Change your thoughts in your active conscious mind on a daily basis, and then your subconscious mind will have no other choice but to go with what you're constantly, persistently thinking. So change that mindset. Man, I sounded like a straight up preacher. I don't want to be. I'm just saying, hey, listen, guys, get uncomfortable. Shape your mindset with visions and goals, big visions, big goals. Picture the visions. Picture the goals. Put it up in your room. Put it up in your bathroom. Hey, listen, when I lived in Delaware, you think I'm playing? Man, I had to change my mindset. On beside the toilet, the wall beside the toilet, every time I took a number one or two, I had some affirmations there, and it was some big things. I put it up on the bathroom mirror, the walls, every damn wall I went through in my house had these, I was reminded of what I'm supposed to be thinking of. You got to put images in your vision, okay? You got to start seeing clearly, because those filters that you have on now are seeing things for you. So now to remove those filters, you got to force feed the images and what you want to think about in your vision. Shape your mindset to become conform to your vision now. Adapt from your own experience and always try to look deeper for the real reasons, okay? That means, you know what that means? I'm going to tell you what that means right there. I'm sorry, this is I'm going to go 30 minutes on this episode. Okay? From your own experience, right? So something happens to you. You know what people say? Ah, man, this always happens to me because, yo, I don't get nothing in life. I can't do it. When something happens to me and it results in something negative, something that I didn't want the outcome to be, you know what I do? I say, what was I supposed to learn in that? Okay, this is a true story. I work for the Resource Center. I work with a national airline, okay? You might know the airline. If you have me on Snapchat, there's no secrets there. I work for the airline, okay? With the airline. And I'm still manually changing what I'm saying, my mindset. I said I work with the airline. And I had to stop myself because I said I work for the airline. And then I crossed it out and put with. And I'm still getting that. Do you understand how deep this goes? I'm still working at it. I don't want to work for anyone but myself. So instead of saying I work for, I change it with. But sometimes for still comes out because I've been pre-fucking conditioned since I was 3 years old to go out there and work for someone. So every time I say work for, I change it to work with. I have to change 20 years of bullshit. It's going to take some time, baby. That's why I say you're going to continue doing it. Shape your mindset with visions and goals. You need big, scary goals. Get your gold up. Find your voice. What are you good at? What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? You playing video games? You playing Black Ops? You playing NBA 2K? What are you playing? What are you doing with your time? Find something that you love and then focus on something that has the money. That's a whole different podcast, I'm telling you. What's life asking you to do? Remember, we're here for a purpose. We are here for some definitive purpose. And until we fulfill that purpose, we're not going anywhere, okay? You're not dead. You're not done. You need to get back up on the horse. Keep trotting on because you're not done. What's your purpose? All right? Role models, man. You need to get some different role models. If your role model is popping bottles and making it rain, that's not your role model. Okay? That's not even an entertainer. I'm telling you right now, get some different role models. If you go on my website, I have 3 books right on the front page. 3 books of that changed my life, changed my mindset, changed my thoughts, changed my beliefs. And I have them there. Jack Canfield, The Success Principles. Number 2, Stephen Covey, Seven Highly Effective Habits. Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. Get it? You just click the link. Go buy the book. What do you watch? What are you watching? I don't watch TV anymore. Okay? You know me. I have to control what comes in my mind. I don't watch the news. I haven't watched the news. I don't want to... That's someone else's reality, bro. I don't want to be scared. I don't want to have to be scared to leave my house. I don't want to have to be scared to go to Whole Foods and check the prices because of inflation. I don't want to have to be scared to go across a bridge, fear to take the plane. I don't want to do that because that's the fear that they keep. I'm telling you, fear controls the economy. I control my economy. What are you doing? Okay? You need to get the best information only. You need to start reading books, okay? You need to watch what you're reading, watch what you're seeing. Like, as I said, you need to do things that enhances your life, okay? The books and information products that you put in your mindset, you have to make sure that it's manually put there, okay? But sometimes you don't want to overdo all the information coming in because then you just won't do nothing, right? So start with one book and don't start another book until you complete that book. But immerse yourself in that book. Immersive training now is what you need, okay? So get the best information. Role model, man. The best people. Me, you know who I got? I love Grant Cardone. I'm not going to lie. I love The Rock. I think The Rock's a good person to follow. I follow The Rock on all the social medias, you know. I follow a couple more people, but it's just, you know, those that I feel that, you know, I like the stuff they put out. I think it's positive. I think it motivates me. It pushes me. I just love it, you know. I'm sure I have a lot of other people, but I don't just follow people to follow people, man. I take time. I read biographies. I was just in an email discussion with a fellow named James, USAMillennial.com, okay? You know, and he's like, he loves Teddy Roosevelt, man. And, you know, and I was like, man, I love Ben Frank. Ben Frank is my guy, you know? Just an entrepreneur spirit at heart. I love anyone that could come to a country. Well, he was born in Boston, but come down to Philadelphia with about $8 in his pocket and end up on a $100 bill. Who does that? It's not a president. Wow. So, you know, it's who are you, what are you reading about? What are you reading about, you know? Remember, examine your current beliefs, shape your mindset, find your voice. Who are you? And do everything you can to protect that. Protect your new mindset. You got to do everything you can because people are going to come up. What's going on with you? Come on, let's start going back and thinking our old ways. What do you mean that you're going to go read when we're going to go out here and go party? You're going to get that. And all I'm saying is you need to protect your new ways because it's going to be easy to slip. But guess what else? The universe is going to give you tons of lessons and freaking experiences that tests your commitment to your new way of living. And guess what? Because the thing, how do I put this? There's so much that wants to come out. The first thing that happens is that if you make a commitment, if you make a commitment to you yourself is the universe. So the universe, it's your own self, testing that commitment. You think your subconscious is going to just go off of one day, yeah, I'm going to change. That's so flaky. I don't want any flakiness in my whole persona. So the universe has to test you. So you're going to get tested. Your friends are going to come around and say, hey, listen, that shit that you're doing, let's go out here. Let's go do this. Let's go play video games. Let's go continue being negative. And then it's up to you now to pass the test. Because everything is a test, baby. Hey, listen, I am Stacey A. Cross. It is a pleasure. It is a pleasure. It is a pleasure. Pleasure's all mine. Being here today, time on my watch, you know it's Thursday. That's all. Every Thursday, I drop that clean, mean, pristine show, and I appreciate you guys listening. Remember, subscribe to my mailing list. It's only going to get better, ladies and gentlemen. Next week, I just have to say it, next week, it's going to be an interview, a conversation with marketing digital expert, a husband, a father. I'm going to get uncomfortable with Prosper, Mr. Prosper Taranviga. I hope I have his name right, but the first name is awesome. Prosper. What? Awesome. I love it. So stay tuned for that. That's going to be a big one, ladies and gentlemen, a big one. I cannot wait. I'm super excited to do that. Like I said, I apologize. I do sound stuffy today. My allergies are at a peak. Hey, I had to get up and I still have to do it. That's the mindset. I appreciate you listening. Remember, thecomfortkillers.com. Email me, Stacey@thecomfortkillers.com. Peace.